You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Let's continue our up-to-date news coverage for today. Let's catch up with the events in the United States of America. The aftermath of those midterm elections still very much a subject of discussion. So let's bring in Simon Marks live from Washington, D.C. I was listening to the president last night. It was almost like he'd won something, Simon.
Absolutely. A man taking a victory lap, even though right now we still don't know which party is going to hold the majority in either the House of Representatives or the United States Senate. Take a listen to this.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing. Because they're just finding out what we're doing.
A man facing a reporter who was putting it to him there that the exit polls all showed that there was still considerable disquiet about the direction of the country, and the president answering in a manner that suggested Democrats had won a big victory. And to be fair, Democrats have won a victory in the sense that we now already know that President Biden has not suffered the kind of massive losses on Capitol Hill in Congress that many of his predecessors endured at the hands of voters in midterm elections. But these still must be pretty nervous days at the White House. The president effectively conceded last night that the race for the House of Representatives is lost, that the Republicans will form the majority there. It's certainly going to be a much smaller majority than many Republican leaders, including former President Donald Trump, had hoped. The New York Times projecting a possible Republican majority of about 6 seats. But the White House is clearly convinced enough about the direction of the race for President Biden last night to reach out and hold a telephone conversation with Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives and the man who is certainly hoping that he will replace Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House of Representatives and become the man who's second in line in the United States to the president after, of course, Vice President Kamala Harris. So the mere fact that that phone call took place and that President Biden yesterday said that he will be inviting leaders from all parties, both parties, to the White House as soon as he returns from his upcoming trip to COP27 and then the G20 summit in Bali is a clear indication that this White House knows it's going to be facing Republicans in Congress by the time January rolls around and the new Congress is convened. He, on two separate occasions that I counted in that press conference, indicated that he won't hesitate to use his veto pen if the Republicans on Capitol Hill, once they're in charge, try to do anything to undo any of his domestic legislation. I mean, a slightly bigger concern for him ought to be the fact that the Republicans will have the power to form committees of Congress to investigate the things that his administration has been doing. He laughed yesterday at the notion that Republicans might attempt to impeach him. He might be laughing a little bit less when some of those committees actually get formed next year and perhaps not necessarily go after impeachment, but certainly start dragging a whole host of Biden administration officials up onto Capitol Hill to ask them questions on a variety of different matters. The president was also asked if he feels more likely to run for re-election in 2024 as a result of the strength of the Democratic Party's performance in the midterm elections.
The fact that the Democratic Party outperform anything anyone expected and did better than any off-year presidency since John Kennedy is one that gives everybody like, whew, sigh of relief. When I announce if I know my intention is that I run again. But I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it.
And he indicated that those discussions, he hopes, will take place between the Thanksgiving holiday, which is right around the corner at the end of this month, and Christmas time, with the possibility of an announcement early in the year. LBC listeners will know that President Biden's former chief of staff told Matt Fry on his Saturday programme that Jill Biden will, she thinks, be the absolutely deciding factor in whether her husband seeks another 4 years.
Oh, she should run, Simon. Office. Swap.
Well,
swap the job.
She certainly has. I mean, she has age on her side, at least, because don't forget, President Biden's already the oldest sitting American president. He's 79, yeah. And he will be 80, I think, in exactly 10 days' time.
So, yeah, so he will be 82 when he assumes office for a second time,
yeah,
if
exactly.
Indeed that happens about. Which begs the question, of course, who will be running against? Because another big beast, indeed another president, has to make up that call. I wonder what he's going to say next Tuesday.
Well, he's got a big question now hanging over the announcement that he made before the midterm votes had been counted, that he was going to be making that big announcement next Tuesday, which, of course, we all anticipated, and he clearly indicated, was going to be the announcement that Donald Trump was running again to try and win back the keys to the Oval Office, because the Republicans did not have the night they expected. There are questions about whether that speech at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday is going to go ahead. Remember that the fate of the U.S. Senate is possibly going to rest on a runoff election in the state of Georgia between the incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and the Trump-backed Republican candidate Herschel Walker. Now, we don't know for sure yet that that race is going to be the one that tips the balance in the Senate, because that all hinges on a vote count that's still taking place in Nevada. But everyone here in Washington is certainly braced for the possibility that that runoff election on December the 6th is going to be massively consequential for the future direction of the Senate. And last night, speaking on right-leaning Newsmax television, Trump advisor Jason Miller indicated that there's a possibility that next Tuesday's announcement might be postponed.
So no formal decision yet. Of course, President Trump had said that he would be making an announcement on November 15th, next Tuesday. I'm advising the president to hold off until after the Georgia race, after Herschel Walker. Priorities A, B, and C need to be about Herschel right now. This is bigger than anything else in the country. We got to show the focus is on Georgia.
In other words, he wants President Trump to do what's right for the Republican Party and not necessarily what's right for Donald J. Trump. Now, past precedent suggests that Donald J. Trump doesn't always listen to advice like that, but he's put himself in between a rock and a hard place, because the longer he doesn't announce, the more chatter there will be about, and there's going to be loads of chatter under any circumstances, about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who won a huge victory. 60% of the vote in the Sunshine State yesterday is definitely thinking about challenging Donald Trump for the presidency. You know, Donald Trump has created this mess for himself, because under normal circumstances, candidates, and all the others are, you know, you wait for the midterm election results to come in, and you sit down and you digest them, and then you have considered discussions with your political advisors about whether the time is right for you to run for the presidency. Donald Trump, of course, feeling the hot breath of the Department of Justice possibly on the back of his neck, doesn't have the luxury, he thinks, of that kind of time. So it's going to be very interesting to see what, if anything, takes place next Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago, and how President Trump explains his decision to speak or not to speak, whatever that decision turns out to be.
Simon, just a very brief update for us on the future of Elon Musk, a man who's now flogging his blue ticks for £6.99 over here. But Mr. Biden, President Biden, suggesting he might be worthy of investigation.
Well, that was a very interesting throwaway comment that President Biden made during the course of that press conference yesterday. He was asked specifically by a reporter, given the fact that Elon Musk now controls this vastly powerful and influential social media platform, and basically co-owns it with the Saudis, who own a significant chunk now of stock in Mr. Musk's operation. Did President Biden think that there was any reason for an investigation to be launched into Elon Musk's ties with foreign powers? And just to put this into context, Martin, every time for weeks now the White House has been asked about Mr. Musk and Twitter, the reflexive response has always been to say, Twitter is a private company, we're not going to interfere in its commercial affairs. Yesterday, the answer to the question was that President Biden thinks that Elon Musk is worthy of investigation. It's worth taking a look at it. He was pushed and he was asked what he meant by that, and he demurred and moved on to the next question. But there was clearly an indication that he thinks some kind of an investigation by someone somewhere ought to be taking place into what's going on at Twitter.
I'm just reading there's 571% increase in searches for Mastodon now. Which,
I'm already on it.
You got there already.
Come
you beat
on in.
Me.
The water's lovely.
Okay. Simon, thank you very much.
See you there.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, go for a chat. That's Simon Marks live for us in Washington, D.C.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.